going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And it is Vernon Broughton from Texas.
6 foot five.
Yeah, he's a 6'5", 315-pound guy. He teamed up with Alfred Collins inside for Texas, and they were bad to the bone. He wasn't running a lot of stuff on Texas in between the tackles. Now, you could get a little bit of edge on them, but even from the interior, you know, he got 4 sacks. And for an inside guy.
That's a lot.
That's a pretty good shot at.
Listen, we need him to stop the run, but that's Lanyap. If he gets 4 sacks, he's doing his damn job. That's like when we drafted Cedric Ellis, 7th went overall.
Yep.
And he ended up having, 6.5 sacks that one season? No, I want him to come in here. He's doing his job. Just stop the run.
Yeah, and I've seen him in, you know, just a couple of clips on the TV. He lined up inside eye and he lined up outside
he
eye.
Sure
so
did.
He's able to have a little versatility. He's just not a guy that plays the nose over the center. But right there, he lined up inside eye on the guard and then he lined up outside eye of the guard. I mean, so he can show you that he can move a little bit for you, whether it's inside or outside.
Well, he was a borderline 5-star recruit. Some people had him as a 5, some had him as a 4. He ended up being a 4-star recruit. But you know where he almost went to school? LSU.
Whoa.
Coach O was after him hard.
Well, and you know what's crazy about it? And they should, because they got the resources. We've said this for a number of decades. All the 21st century, Sarkisian is doing an outstanding job at University of Texas. Now you got to win a national championship like Mac Brown did, with Vince Young. But Texas, look all the players they're putting in the pros. I mean, Mike.
The big difference between what I see now
it's like
and what
Texas,
I saw
Ohio State.
5 years ago, Texas is good up front, offensive, defensive line. And the Buffalo Bills have just selected Landon Jackson from Arkansas. Landon started his college career at LSU.
He's a
Texas guy.
Love this kid.
And got hurt his freshman year. They had the coaching change. He leaves. He goes to Arkansas. You talk about a dude with a hot motor.
High motor.
It's Landon Jackson.
The thing that probably gets him in trouble a little bit, he probably plays too high.
Exactly.
He plays too high, but, I mean, he is a big, long player. And, you know, there's a video out at one point where he was working the bag drill. I mean, he looks stiff as a board. A couple years later, he comes through that same bag drill, and he's got that technique down.
He looks smooth as silk, dude.
Smooth and silky as all get out. That bag wanted no part of him.
Well, and you know what? And with the Bills, say, man, just rush the passer for us.
Well, but think about it. How much longer can my A&M guy, ACL? Played at Denver forever.
Oh man. Right. Then they just let him go.
I don't think they made him restructure.
Yeah, I think it was a restructure.
Oh, man, come on. We're having a brain fart.
Played for Denver
and then won a Super Bowl. Did he win a Super Bowl there?
Von Miller. Von can only play for so long, and I think the other guy that they have inside, well, we all know, is Houston defensive tackle that is a grown man, Ed Oliver.
Yeah, Ed Oliver.
And so if you can – be able to get some of those matchups.
And what about Russo?
Well, you got Russo as well.
So
Russo
Vernon, as well. Like Tyler Shuck, Vernon, in the same.
Don't tell me he's from.
He's from Houston, but he also comes with a wife. He's married.
Look at the 70.
So both guys are married.
At the 73rd pick who went to the Jets, that's why I thought the Saints could maybe go that direction at cornerback with the Florida State kid.
Yeah,
because they even in some mock drafts, Mike, they had him like a middle, maybe early second round.
Bob, he didn't run great for the scouts.
But he put up always good numbers.
Always was a good player. Now, he is grabby. That is the one thing when you watch him. He is grabby with the receiver, and you can't get away with that. They let
not
you do
league.
That in college,
but you
can't do that in the pros. You can't. And so that's why his techniques, but, man, he's got good smarts to track the ball. Very instinctive football player and with the ball in flight. But, man, once you get into that habit of being bully and tuggy, that's hard to break.
Look at the end of games. That's what happened to Paulson Adebo, I think, at times.
That's right.
And he would get too grabby. Who's the one we got from the Seahawks that was too damn grabby? Remember him? They would call too.
Brandon
Brown.
They had to change the rules for him. He was getting like two or three penalties a game.
Him and Richard Sherman. Man, did they grab and pull
they
people?
They had to change the rules.
Pick number 71 in the third round. Saints getting defensive tackle Vernon Broughton out of Texas. They got another pick in the third round coming up. We're going to take a break here at our.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.